Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey, it's random time of thought.
It's random thought time, baby!
Thought time, and here we are.
Our little puppy got you distracted.
My puppy distracted me.
She started barking right when we were getting ready to record.
And we didn't have a random thought because it's supposed to be random. So then, in order to do random thought, I thought, I will Google random thought. And apparently, because there is a BuzzFeed article on everything, there is a BuzzFeed article about random thoughts.
For reals?
25 random thoughts that will make you question everything.
Holy crap, they must be shower thoughts.
Mind literally blown is a subheader, and it's by Javier Moreno. And here you go. Ready?
Yeah.
Random thought. We eat pizza from the inside out.
Well, that's true, but who cares?
If you live to be 70 years old, you will spend 10 years of your life on Monday.
That's very true.
Or sometime in the future, someone will say your name for the last time.
Oh, that's not every day for me.
I don't think that's true when it's Carrie Jones. And you know that's true, right?
Like, that's right, baby.
And the word ambiguous.
Why'd you skip that funny one?
Because it wasn't funny.
Oh, okay.
The word ambiguous only has one meaning.
I guess so.
Not meaning is Sean Farrar.
But not interpretation.
Outer space is an empty that literally contains everything that
except
is.
For the inner space.
You're not listening. Okay. Of course outer space is containing the inner space, babe, because the inner space is part of the outer space.
Alright.
It's not possible for Wolverine to get circumcised.
What?
I don't know, man.
Why not?
Does he grow it back?
I don't know. You didn't like that one either?
I just got tired. How do vampires always look so neat and tidy if they can't see themselves in the mirror?
Because they just know.
They just know. Is that part of their vampire superpower? They just know if their hair is messy or if they have some blood or skin stuck between their fangs. Like,
that's right.
They just know.
They don't even floss.
Yeah. If you drop an Oreo, you can still eat safely 2/3 of it. You're not helpful.
Well, I was thinking an Oreo, you're only guaranteed 1/3. What if you drop it on the ground and it rolls around onto both sides?
Well,
then you can only eat the filling.
How would it roll around to both sides? That would have to be a true flip.
It can bounce.
Your Oreo is not a bouncy.
Oh my gosh.
Are you going to have to get roll Oreos and we're going to bounce them on the floor to see?
Yeah.
You just want
but only on Friday when, on our cheat day.
On our cheat day, man.
When I can actually eat some of the crumbs off the floor.
You know what
I'll
you
be down there on my hands and knees licking them. Oh, yeah.
Carbs.
That's right. Chocolate carbs.
Chocolate carbs.
My two favorite people.
So this podcast, we're being visited by a cat.
Because cats are
smarter than people, I guess, today. What are we talking about? We're talking about a simple trick to write better.
Are we done with the blurbs?
Or write better. Yeah, man.
Oh, thank God.
You're such a dick.
No, I enjoyed the blurbs.
Oh, really? Then why did you just say thank God?
Because it was like three different podcasts worth.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot for my memory skills from week to week, baby.
Alright, so, oh, I thought you were talking about the blurb from the random thought from the BuzzFeed article.
No, I was talking about our subject matter for like the last three
podcasts. Yeah, and that was how to write book blurbs, which Sean was not into. Alright, so this is a simple trick to write better. Ready?
Yes.
And it's to get rid of nods.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
So when I help writers with their stories, a lot of times one of the things I tell them is that they need to dig more deeply, and they need to dig more deeply into the scene or into the character that's there, right? To really see those characters and have those characters interact with their surroundings and each other, right?
Yes.
And sometimes it's that they need to dig more deeply into the emotions and feel it with the characters. And a lot of us writers in our early drafts of story don't dig all that deeply because we're too busy making sure we get all the words on the page and the plot moving forward and the story right there, right?
I can understand
like that cause and effect of plot. Yeah,
I can see that.
And that's totally okay. It's normal. And there's no judgment here except for me judging Sean. But what you want to do if you want to make the best story that you can is dig a little bit more deeply. So you want to go back in and look for places where...
people are shrugging, smirking, giggling, and nodding and smiling.
Or there's a lot of distancing words that...
keep the reader from feeling the moment with the character. Those are things like he felt, she saw, they noticed.
Right? They distance you from the action. So what do you do when you do that, when you go back in? Well, you find those places and boom... you insert something that shows character or setting or scene, or you can like more simply take out the offending words. Really, cat? The cat is sitting on our desk right now, batting a pen. Cat's normally quiet, right? Not this cat, not when you're doing a podcast. Heck to the no. All right, so anyways. So if you do a find and replace for those nods, when you see them, you can either...
cut them, use those places as a spot to show setting or physical reaction with the setting, show a full body motion that is more grounded or telling.
So we're going to show you each of those examples of what you do. So like, let's say that the original sentence is...
Sean nodded. Yup, it'll be full circle.
So, yup, it'll be full circle is in the quotes. So you can just cut that. Sean nodded and make it...
yep, it'll be full circle, Sean said.
Or you can use those places as a spot to show setting or physical reaction with the setting, like...
Sean ran his pencil across the line of the hallway's tile wall like he was trying to find a straight path forward. After a second, he dropped the pencil into his bag and refocused on us. Yep, it'll be full circle.
Or... you can show a full body motion that is more grounded or telling, right? Rather than showing. And that would be...
students scooted by, rushing because of the bell, trying to be good, trying not to be late, not having their whole worlds randomly ripped apart. Sean ducked back to avoid a cluster of students in goth t-shirts who were trudging quickly forward, heads down. Yep, he said, it'll be full circle.
So... those examples hopefully help, because those nods and words like them are really just opportunities. They're placeholders for writers to go back in and make some richer setting or details to show and distinguish how each character is a bit different and how they react to like the environment or stimuli, right? So in that same scene, one character might duck its head down, shoulders slumping forward as he tries to wedge himself out of the way and out of the prying eyes of the other student. And you're like, oh, well, something's going on with him, right? He doesn't want anybody to see him. The dog is now eating the dog's food dish because that's the way today is. Or another character in that same scene, right? You might have them stretch and take up all the space he wants with his confident self, and he accidentally breaks someone's nose with his gigantosaurus elbow, right?
Yeah.
And then you know something about that character too, right? How the body is just like in real life, how our bodies interact with setting and space and other people show us something about how we're feeling or other people are feeling right then, right? But the point is that if you take out those nods in or those distancing words or those smiles or snickers or grimaces, you can use those moments to show the reader who the character is and what the setting is and to make it feel super immediate and real. You get it?
Oh, I get it. I'm actually very impressed.
Why?
Oh, I think you're like a bloody genius to be able to take... Like, if you go through... anybody that doesn't just write, like, puke their words onto the page and then go back and refine and go back and refine and go back and refine is not taking full advantage of the process, right?
Right.
But to be able to find those nods, as you call them, quote nods, yeah, with find and replace, and then turn like a couple of phrase sentence or partial sentence into like a whole additional paragraph, to me, is bloody genius.
That's because you're not a writer.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I think.
I don't know that there's a ton of people that can do it, or at least as easily as I know you can.
I think it's fun. Well, and it makes a better story, and don't you want to make a better story?
Oh, I think every author wants to make a better story,
I don't
right?
know. I think some authors just want to make a better book.
Well, that's true, I guess. But, I mean, real...
No, those are real heart authors, too.
Nope, I didn't say authors, but real, like, in-the-heart authors want to make a better story.
Yeah, I hope you are.
Just like a journalist.
Let's make a better story. Make an honest story.
A better, truer story.
Truer story. Yep. Yeah.
All right, folks. This week is a little bit of a change up, so listen carefully, please. Cat! Tip for life.
We need a recording studio where you're not close to me.
Oh,
so that,
well, the current recording studio that we're constructing still keeps me in pretty close proximity to your being, my love.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to fix that.
How?
I don't know. Like, you can be down there and I'll be up here.
Oh, yeah, no. That doesn't work.
All right. Anyways.
But you could wear headphones, maybe.
Maybe. Headphones might help.
Yeah.
Because now my ear just hurts.
I'm so sorry.
So, cat tip for life, right?
Yeah, baby.
Do we have one?
It's about nods.
Okay. Yeah, man. No, it's not about that. It's not about nods. Well, it is about nods. All right, ready? Ready? This is me improving our cat tip for life. Okay. So, the cat tip for life is this. You gotta make your story the best story that you can make. Do you wanna live in generalities? Do you wanna live in cliches? Do you wanna just be like, I smiled, I nodded? Or do you wanna have a full body movement against the wall? Do you wanna take the pencil out of your pocket? Do you wanna experience life in your story? You can live a shallow damn life, right?
Yep.
But do you want to?
No.
Exactly. So you want to live your life like a cat. A cat takes no prisoners.
Man. That's right. Preach it, sister.
Take no prisoners.
You know, when we first started this podcast, I mean the writing tip portion of it.
Yeah.
And I thought, when I first knew it was about nods.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about the duplicity of that statement.
What do you mean?
Like, it irritates you all the time when people write... Sean nodded his head and said,
oh,
yes.
All right. Here's our extra tip for life. Ready? If you are in writing a story, right, and you write, Sean nodded his head in agreement. Yes, he said. You are being as redundant AF, right? Like,
as possible.
You, like, you're nodding. Everybody knows you're nodding your damn head, right? In agreement, everybody knows in our culture, a nod means agreement. And then if you say yes in dialogue, you don't need the nod. You don't need any of it. So either pick yes, he said, or he nodded. But you know what? Probably stay away from the damn nodded. There you go. Also, shrug your shoulders. You're always shrugging your damn shoulders. Just say shrug. Just say shrug. Shake your head. If you don't expressly say shake his hand, shake his leg, shake his neck, shake his booty maker.
Shake his neck.
Like, if you don't say that, head is just like accepted in our little baby brains, right? Don't be redundant.
But you gotta make sure people know that nod is positive and shake is negative.
Everybody knows that. What are you talking about?
Oh, I guarantee you not everybody knows the difference between nod and shake. Well, they shouldn't be writing a book
if they don't know that.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a hill I'm gonna die on if you don't have the mastery of the words nod and
I
shake.
I will not bring up some of the examples I've seen from some of the books.
Ba 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 ba. Love you.
All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You know.
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take what's for.